Hi, everybody. I was I'm not prepared. My hair's not prepared this morning.
I know. I sprung it on you.
She was like, and I was like, well, I guess my hair's going to be dirty. Everything's going to be dirty this morning. I am dirty. I am dirty today, you guys.
You're a dirty, yeah. Dirty girl.
I'm a dirty, dirty girl today.
I'm sorry that we're early. For those of you that did not get the heads up on Facebook, I tried to give some advance notice about the fact that we were going to be a little early today because I have some other things that I have to do. So anyway, we're just a little bit early and it's still going to be a half an hour, and you can always catch up on what you missed if you're joining us at 7. But anyway, wanted to read this email quickly from Michelle Dornan, who is watching from Donafan, Missouri. I've never heard of such a place.
Donafan. Sounds so fancy.
It's very, very fancy. And Michelle says, I just wanted to say I love your show and you are uplifting in these awful times with the current administration in the White House. FJB, let's go, Brandon. Each morning, I know I could be in the worst mood. And after I watch you two, I'm always in a good mood. I love the laughter and lighthearted way you address hard subjects. Keep doing what you're doing and we'll keep watching. Love you, girls. And I just placed my second MyPillow order. So Christmas presents are on the way. I'm buying American-made only this year and supporting the small businesses that have suffered so much. Take care, from Michelle Dornan, watching from Donafan.
I love it. Donafan, not Donafan, but Donafan. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I said it wrong the second time. Donafan.
Donafan. All right. Got it.
And it's Donifan.
Now I feel like I have to. It's on my bucket list of places to go now.
I know, right?
I'm never going to travel outside of the United States now. So I have to visit every place in the United States. It's on my bucket list. That's fantastic. Anyways, you guys got to get all your MyPillow stuff.
I mean, stocking stuffers, presents, you're covered. There are so many things that you don't even realize that MyPillow has. And the only way that you're going to realize it if you go to MyPillow.com/checks. Go there and get yourself all things. Buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheets still right now with code CHICKS, but it's discounts on everything. So just take advantage, you guys. Hopefully, before we show you our amazing gift.
Oh, my God. O-M-G.
M-G. Just wanted to remind everybody that we were on with Grant Stinchfield last night on Newsmax. If you missed it, I have just posted it to our YouTube channel. I'll be getting it out on our socials as well. So if you missed it, you'll be able to see it. But we talked about Chris Cuomo. We talked about that Detroit superintendent who basically said out loud and proud, yes, of course, we use CRT in our curriculums. It's really deeply in there.
Yeah, like in English classes, which what they've been saying, like Joy Reid and AOC, all these people have been saying, it doesn't exist. These people are crazy. These bright wingers are crazy. It's not in our schools. And this guy said out loud, yeah, it's in our schools. So, I mean, it's in our English classes. It's everywhere. It's fully ingrained.
It's deeply embedded.
Right, right. So Merrick Garland can suck it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All these people can suck it.
So should I show the Anderson Cooper thing first and then we'll fuss, or do you want to fuss?
Yes, let's do the Anderson Cooper thing first and then we will fuss so hard.
So if you haven't heard, and we actually talked about this with Grant Stinchfield last night, Chris Cuomo did get suspended from CNN indefinitely. Now, we don't know what that means. Are they just saying that so that they can go through their little internal review and feel like they've done some due diligence? Are they still paying him? We don't know. We don't know any of that. But the question was, because we didn't know this when we were talking to Grant, is how were they going to address it last night?
Right.
Because last night was going to be the first night that he was not on, right? So the big question was who's going to fill in for him? What's going to happen? Well, the answer is that Anderson Cooper's show was extended to 2 hours. I don't know if that was just for last night or if that's for the foreseeable future. I'm not sure. But here is how they addressed it.
now about this network. It involves Chris Cuomo, the host of Cuomo Prime Time. New documents released this week indicated that Chris was more intimately involved than previously known in helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, craft a defense amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations. Here's a statement released tonight from a CNN spokesperson, quote, "The New York Attorney General's office released transcripts and exhibits Monday that shed new light on Chris Cuomo's involvement in his brother's defense. The documents, which we were not privy to before their public release, raised serious questions." The spokesperson continued, quote, "When Chris admitted to us that he had offered advice to his brother's staff, he broke our rules, and we acknowledged that publicly. But we also appreciated the unique position he was in and understood his need to put family first and job second. However, these documents point to a greater level of involvement in his brother's efforts than we previously knew," the spokesperson added. "As a result, we have suspended Chris indefinitely pending further evaluation." Second hour 360 is right after the break.
Right. Okay.
That was it.
Was Jeffrey Toobin sitting next to him?
I believe he was.
Oh my God. I cannot deal with that. That's like perfect. Isn't that perfect? That he was sitting right next to him. I can't. Like
He made the announcement.
That just says everything about CNN, that he was sitting right there. He's like, yeah. We have to further evaluate this. Listen, I gotta run to the bathroom real quick. And then I'll come back and then we can evaluate it. Hold on, let me zip my fly.
Can you imagine if like Jeffrey Toobin would have been like, you know, we've got some important information to share about this network. We're not gonna tolerate this kind of behavior.
No. I mean, we have standards, you guys. Hold on, let me zip my fly. We have standards here at CNN. God, it's such a freak show over there.
Oh my God, I know.
God, I cannot. We said last night, like we were talking on Grant's show, and he floated the whole, I think it's probably just gonna, he's gonna end up back on the air. And you know what? And I was like, you're probably right. I mean, cause the news cycle is so crazy that in like 4 weeks, everybody's gonna forget about this. And I don't know, all of a sudden you're just gonna see him on his own show again, or he's gonna be co-hosting with Jeffrey Toobin. I don't know. CNN is just so, they're so crazy. They're so crazy.
Oh my God. Well, we will obviously wait and see. So we're gonna fuss over a gift that we received, but I think the best way to do it is to read you this email that we got first about a new insider, because this is just the coolest thing. And then we'll talk about Miss Michelle, who deserves all the praise. So Kelly Carlson from Raleigh, North Carolina, sent this email the other day, and she said, "Dearest Mock and Daisy, just thought I would tell you about my hubby, Richard Carlson. I have been following the chicks on the right for 3 to 4 years now and wouldn't commit to the monthly fee just for me. I'm a big fan of consumables as gifts, as we all have too much stuff. When asked what I wanted for Christmas, I told Richard I wanted to be an insider for Christmas. And now I am. Signed up just in time for the Facebook bonus for the chicks." "Thank you for all that you do and reading my email regarding the Genucel crystals. I love Genucel. I was floored. Also, shout out to my extended family member, Kimmy Mack, who is also an insider. And I love so much that that is what she wanted for Christmas."
For Christmas, yeah.
"To be part of the insiders, which is a Facebook group, you guys. It's not a regular Facebook group. It's a special Facebook group that does have a very, very insignificant small monthly fee. And what you get for that is some exclusive content from us, but also the benefit of the most extraordinary community of people right. that you could ever hope to be involved with.
They're like a little family, you know, and they watch out for each other. They are so close, super close. They visit each other. They pray for each other. They're just amazing people. They're just great people. And you guys, there are no trolls in this group. It's like, it's one thing that we have to tell people, like there are not going to be any infiltrations from any weirdos in that group. I mean, other than like the weirdos that are already there. You know what I mean?
Other than us, you know, I mean, you know.
Other than us, right. Exactly. But they're just really, really, really great people. That's I think the thing that we're most proud of is the communities that we have built over the years. And so this big community and then the smaller communities within our big communities.
And a few months ago, you know, we recognized that we needed some help, just right. kind of managing the group. And Michelle Vetter stepped up in like the biggest, best way. And so not only does she moderate things in the group and she takes care of things and she helps promote our sponsors, she helps promote our appearances. She's like the best promoter in the history of promotions. I hope that that's like her regular job in life because she's so freaking good at it.
It should be. Yeah.
Oh my God. And she, every time we're on Grant Stinchfield without fail, like immediately we get an email from her saying, you guys did so good. I mean, she's the best cheerleader.
She really is.
And then she sends us, you guys.
Oh my God, you guys. Like I got mine first and I had to keep my mouth shut for like 2 days. I was losing my crap. Like you guys have, it's a Christmas tree. We got a Christmas tree, but even up, it's not just any Christmas tree. Okay. So the ornaments on it, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny. We got that, like all the different ornaments. Like we got chicks on the right ornaments. We got, hold on. This one is one of my favorites. It seems like a lot of work.
And by the way, they have lights. These are lit.
They're lit trees. My personal favorite. Eddie, are you walking? Eddie, are you walking?
I cannot.
Like the amount of personalization on these trees. I cannot. We have like all these COTR and chicks on the right ornaments. They're absolutely beautiful. And there's like leopard bows and gingham bows because I'm leopard and she's gingham. And like it just the amount of like time and effort and personalization and love and care that went into these trees. I was floored. Like I got this and I opened it. And I was just like, I cannot believe somebody took the time to do this. So we're completely blown away. We love you, Michelle. You're the best. Like, I don't know what we did to deserve you.
For real. Like, this is above and beyond. And I'm taking mine home because, like, I'm going to enjoy the crap out of this at home. It's not going to stay in the office here. I'm taking it home.
This is going to be our Christmas tree this year in the cabin because we don't have a Christmas tree in here because it's so tiny. This is our actual Christmas tree this year here in the cabin. And then next year we get into the house, it'll be in my office as my office Christmas tree. So I'm really excited. So thank you for the Christmas tree because we didn't have one. So like this will be what my daughter opens presents under this year. So anyways, I'm super excited about it.
And I can't deal. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jay-Z said that we had to probably mention this horrible school shooting that took place in Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have to. And the reason, listen, not to bring the house down, but one of the things I noticed is I was watching the news last night. And of course, this came up. And I think what bothers me the most about the school shooting is that these are mentioned in passing now. Y'all notice that? Is it just me? But I like they're becoming so common that, you know, when I was watching the news last night, it was just mentioned like just any other news story. And it used to be that they were the news story or like the news story of the week or like such a huge news story. And that is what breaks my heart is that they're becoming so common. And listen, you know, I'm a big, how do I say this in a way where it doesn't seem like I don't blame guns for this stuff. I absolutely blame like a cultural breakdown. Our kids are lost. You know, I just feel like there's so many cultural things that we're doing wrong. And our kids are like, they're just so troubled. You know, there's so many things that we could be doing to help our kids right now. So I look at this and I think there's so many problems, underlying problems that are leading to this and we're not addressing it. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that up. I wanted to mention it because if we didn't mention it, I feel like we would be doing a disservice because I don't think that these things are being talked about enough in the context of the culture and not guns because it's kind of like when CNN said last week, a car plowed through, you know, a group of people. It was the SUV. No, it's not the SUV and it's not the guns. It's the people.
All right. It is. If you haven't heard the details, so this took place in Detroit High School. It's a 15-year-old sophomore who is in custody, shot and killed three students, wounded a teacher who I think is out of the hospital. And after I think he had shot those kids, he started walking the halls and saying, "Come on out, sheriff. It's fine to come out." And there's video of one kid saying, "We're not coming out. We don't feel safe yet." And then that kid goes, just look at my badge, bro. So, I mean, you know, obviously that's when kids started like hurling themselves out of windows because they knew that this was the actual shooter. And so in terms of motivation, we obviously don't know anything yet. The gun was purchased by his father 4 days before. It was like a 22, Sig Sauer, I think. They arrested him within, I think, 5 minutes of it starting. And so, unfortunately, three precious kids' lives were lost. 14 all the way to 17, I think, were the ages of the three kids, two girls, and then a boy that was on the football team who actually, I think, tried to stop him. So just awful stuff that we hate to have to talk about, but that we do have to obviously talk about.
Yeah. I hate it. I hate it. Yeah.
I know. It's just, and it is a cultural thing. I mean, this is not a weapon thing. This is not a car thing. Someone drives the car. Someone fires the gun. This is a problem with the people themselves. And the one thing that I read that was really freaked me out is that there was a mom whose son had told her the day before, "I'm hearing some stuff is going to go down at school tomorrow." She kept him home. She kept him home. And so this is the thing that sparks conversations at my own house, where I say to my kid, if you ever hear on social media that rumblings about anything, it's better safe than sorry, right? Like if you hear anything in the works, don't take a chance. You just tell us and we'll keep you home because it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk.
Nope, it's not worth it. Or tell somebody, say something to somebody, say the things. If you hear something, say something. I mean, we just had an incident at my daughter's school where a bunch of kids got text messages, you know, from somebody who said they were going to do something at the school. Well, I mean, it's that, thank God it was, you know, everything was squelched. They found the kid and everything, and they, you know, did everything that they were supposed to do to make sure that kid, you know, was obviously prosecuted or whatever. But I mean, this is the kind of stuff where sometimes kids are afraid to say something. You make sure that you talk to your kids, communicate, over communicate. God, our kids, man, they're troubled. They're troubled, y'all.
It is a very troubling world. And you've probably been watching too, what's been going on with the stock market like these last few days. Holy nosedive.
Right.
Which is a good reminder that if you're interested in maybe investing in something other than the stock market, look at that, you guys. See that bar of gold that she's holding up right there? That's 2.5 grams of solid physical gold. That's what you get when you do a subscription with getacregold.com/chicks. You can do a monthly subscription for gold bars, you guys. Just stockpile them because you know that is going to be a good hedge against the stock market and the weirdness that happens there. Gold is always a safe bet. So get Acre Gold, or Acre Gold is a really great way to invest and just contribute $50 a month, $100 a month, however you want to do it. Getacregold.com/chicks. Make sure to get yourself a subscription. That would also, by the way, be a great gift.
I was going to say it'd be a great Christmas gift for yourself or somebody else. Totally.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Speaking of troubled youth, I don't know if you guys have heard of Twitter Spaces, Twitter listening spaces. This is a thing where I was telling Daisy about it before we went on live. It's like a way of having an audio conversation with people of your choice. Like I would, if I wanted to start a Twitter space, I would grab Daisy. Maybe I would grab Grant Stinchfield, and we would start ourselves a listening space. That listening space, then our conversation that we're having in real time can then be listened to by anybody on Twitter. So you see a listening space pop up, you can join it as a listener, and then you just hear other people's conversations that they want you to hear. So that's how it works. So,
but then it goes away. So it literally is like a phone conversation. Like you were saying, it's a phone, it goes away. So it's like a temporary.
I think you can choose to have it live to save it. But I think the whole point of them is to join conversations that are actually taking place in the moment.
Got
and
it.
So there was a listening space that was started by a group of Black kid. I don't know if they're kids. I'm assuming they're like late teens, early 20s. And the name of the space, the way that they titled it was White People, YT, White People Deserve Nuffin, N-U-F-F-I-N. Share the space, child. That was the name of the listening space. And then it was started by, I don't know, like 10 different, there were 10 different speakers, maybe more, that were part of this little discussion that then you could listen in on. So the chick who runs Libs of TikTok listened in to see what this conversation was all about.
I love it.
And she started talking about it. She started posting these things like, oh my God, these kids are super racist and they have no problem just putting it on full display. And so I have to share with you a little soundbite from that space. You can see some of the photos of the people that were included in this space. And I'm not talking that they're just like, they don't like white people. I'm talking they want to straight up murder white people. So hide your kids, hide your wives, because there's a lot of language in this one. But it's 44 seconds of you hearing how just troubled and awful our culture is right now. Here we go.
First of all, Libs of TikTok, let me tell you something. If you're in here, or y'all go right back and tell them, y'all ain't got to tell them that nobody else said shit but me. I'm going to say this, and you ain't got to talk. I am for the white genocide. I am for the total erasure of the white race. You don't have to top this up. Yes, I am for all of you white dying like flies. I am for it. I am for it. I support it. I am for putting all you white possums in a gas chamber and letting that mother ring. I am for it. So you don't have to chop up. I'm for it, and I'm going to stand 10 toes down behind it. Simple as that. So you got to chop up. You ain't got to screw the shit. I said it and I stand on it.
Okay. All right. So, and that this, like you said, these are younger people, right? Because that's one of the things I asked before we got on. We're doing our prep. I'm like, okay, so these are, just to be clear, these are not like 40, 50, 60, 70 year old people, right? These are younger people. And we all know why they are the way they are, right? I mean, let's get real. This is conditioned thinking. Like, these people think the way they think because of why? Because of the media, because of the way that the culture is right now, and because they've been fueled to hate white people. Because why? Because they've been taught that they're victims and that white people are awful and that we're evil and that, you know, they have somehow been dealt a terrible card and that America is a terrible place. And that all these, I mean, they've been conditioned to think this way, you guys.
Well, this is the product of CRT. This is what you get. I mean, this is what you get.
Totally. It's what you get. And so they've been taught in the schools. They've been taught by media. They've been taught by this culture. They've been taught by liberals. This is indoctrination. This is what happens. This is the result. Congratulations, liberals. This is what you get. And the thing is that I don't think people realize there are white liberals. they hate you too. So it's like, you know, it's not just white people who are Republicans and who are conservatives. So that guy who's saying, I want all white people to die and like be in a gas chamber and die, it includes you too, white liberals.
So he's including Robin DiAngelo. So if Robin DiAngelo thinks with her white fragility that she's somehow off the hook, no. You're stoking a culture of hate. And I don't care. They can say, no, because of the power structure, that's not racist. I don't know how you get more racist than what we just heard. I just don't know.
Right. Congratulations. You have created this. And this is the thing. These are young people who have literally been brainwashed. It's insanity. It's horrific what they've done. Yeah. And it falls completely on the liberal shoulders. All of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, remember, was it last week or like the week before where we read the email from Debbie Bossy about Genucel because she tried it? So she wrote back because she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said my name. And she was like, you pronounced it right.
Yes.
But she said, Mach, I never really expected to hear you read my email on your live. I am not a good salesperson, but I'm loving Genucel so much. I have no bags under my eyes and the eyelid treatment rocks, as well as the jawline treatment. Well, all the things, she says. I think I'm looking okay for being 2 weeks away from 59. She attached a picture and she does look okay, but I didn't print out the picture. But rest assured, she looks okay.
She's a hottie. She's a smoke show.
She's a smoke show. She says, you chicks are awesome. I am proud to be an insider. Have a great Thanksgiving. That's from Debbie Bossy. And you guys, unbelievably fabulous news. And that is that the 60% off sale has been extended.
That's so awesome.
60% off between now and Christmas. I was so excited when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, that's so good, because people need to buy up it for Christmas presents, man. This is the stuff you want to give.
Yes, it's the best, especially like the microdermabrasion, like good stocking stuffers. People love that stuff.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They love
60% off. You just go to lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/chicks. And you guys, by the way, before we get into the cat fight between Ilhan Omar, Lauren Boebert, Nancy Mace, Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's a big cat fight going on. Before we get to that, I just wanted to mention, in case you haven't heard, that LeBron James, double vaxxed, has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, well, I don't understand how that happens.
It's so weird, because I was told reliably that that doesn't happen.
So, like, Dr. Fauci needs to explain this to me. I don't understand. The almighty Dr. Fauci with his logic. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. So Lauren Boebert, back in September and then more recently, apparently has been using this joke to talk about Ilhan Omar. She calls her part of the jihad squad. And she has been saying, like, that if she's run into her on elevators or whatever, you know, she looks and then she's like, oh, OK, she's not carrying a backpack and running, making a run for it. So I guess we're OK. So she's making this joke about how Ilhan Omar is essentially a terrorist. Not the best joke, I have to say. Lauren Boebert can be, you know, she is good at the full-on snark, but sometimes it's just dumb, and this is one of those times. And so Ilhan Omar, naturally, milking it for everything it's worth, trying to play victim. Listen to this death threat that I got, you guys. This is because of Lauren Boebert, and she's anti-Muslim and whatever. So she's milking it as you would expect her to do, even though she's a total anti-Semite and a hateful biot.
Right. And let's not forget that she also married her brother. Just putting that out there. So fine, let's continue. Okay.
So they're already having the fight. Lauren Boebert ends up apologizing, like, generally to people on Twitter, saying to anybody who I offended with these comments, I'm very sorry. So she said she was going to call Ilhan. Calls her up to have it out, does not go well, because Ilhan demands that she apologize. Lauren Boebert demands that Ilhan apologize for her previous comments that were anti-Semitic and generally awful. They didn't agree on anything. They ended up hanging up on each other. And then somehow Marjorie Taylor Greene goes after Nancy Mace, because Nancy Mace, representative from South Carolina, says about Boebert's comments that they were disgusting and, like, not okay. So she makes that comment. Marjorie Taylor goes after her. And then it gets personal, because Marjorie Taylor Greene says, ooh, look at Nancy Mace. She said one thing on CNN and a whole other thing on Fox about vaccines. So she's like a grifter. And now it has exploded into the dumbest catfight ever.
Right. It's like me. It's like watching Mean Girls. You know, it's just like it's become this high school fight. And it's just like, oh my God, we're friends. And then you're not. And then we're in this group. And then I'm against you. And then you're again. It's exhausting. It's like, shut up, all of you. Just shut up. I cannot. This is why I have like two girlfriends and the rest of them are guys. I'm serious. I cannot. Just shut up.
I mean, we're now getting into the weeds where Nancy Mace is having to talk about, like, the fact that she was raped way back in the day. So she has a very nuanced take about abortion, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is going after her about that. And it's just like, would you stop? Would you just stop doing this? This is not helpful to anything or anybody.
It isn't. And just going back to the Ilhan Omar stuff, like, I mean, listen, that the whole, if they try to censure Lauren Boebert thing, which is, there's talk of the censuring of Lauren Boebert, which the censuring thing is really starting to irritate the crap out of me, because where does that end? You know, because it's like, if we're going down a slippery slope with the censuring thing, that's starting to irritate me. And then again, it's like, what level of decorum are you looking for? Because if you feel like Lauren Boebert has crossed the line somehow, then what about Rashida Tlaib screaming, we're going to impeach that mother, that guy? Like, is that okay to say in a public place? If you're a public official, are you allowed to say those words? I mean, because last time I checked, that was sort of tacky. I don't know. And I wouldn't do that in my job. I wouldn't stand up and say that in a public place. I'd probably, my boss would be like, you know, you're probably fired, because you're not allowed you shouldn't do that. You know, so this is the thing, like, what are the rules? What is the level of decorum that we're looking for? And it can't be different for different parties. So, and once you start going down the road of censuring and, like, you know, stifling people's speech, I don't know. I just, all of this is so,
and it's so totally because of social media. It's because we have this as an outlet and everybody can just go out there and pick at each other. And it's just, oh my God, this is not what we should be having at a congressional level. It's just the dumbest fight ever. And I can see there's going to be people that are like, I don't agree with you guys. And that's fine. You can disagree. If this is the culture that you want, I don't know why you want it. I will never agree with you about that. But this is out of control. Like, we're now at a point where we've got infighting between GOP people. How does this help anything? This is totally stupid.
However, the thing I will say, one of the things that you said to me before we went on the air with everybody was when we were talking about censuring, the tables will turn. You know what I mean? Like, if we get a majority and, like, if they start censuring us and then they start shutting down a bunch of our people and then we get a majority, we could actually start censuring them. So, like, be careful what you wish for, kind of a thing. You know what I mean? And then you said to me, well, will we actually do that? That's it. Like, you said that to me, and that's true. And because we're a bunch of wusses. And do we want to do that? Like, do we want to get that? Because we are a bunch of wusses. And that's a great question. Will we do that? Because Republicans have always tended to lean sort of, well, we're conservative. We tend to be polite. That's what we tend to be. And we don't pick fights and we don't tend to be aggressive. That's just not that's not the way that we are, unfortunately, sometimes. So, you know, and we've always complained, for 13 years we've been complaining about that. It would be nice if we were a little bit more aggressive. So now we're in this position where the culture is dirty. The culture is nasty. And it's like, so how do we want to handle that?
Well, do we contribute to it and make it worse, or do we fight back full steam ahead? And then if we do fight back full steam ahead, how much worse are we going to make? How much more are we going to devolve? Like, when will it end? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. But I mean, I don't know if we can just sit by and let them be nasty and then just sort of be like, well, we're going to be over here being polite. I don't know. I'm not really sure what the solution is, but we're basically fighting disgusting, nasty pit bulls at this point. These people will do anything. They will do anything to stay in power. They will do anything to get more power. I mean, they lie, they cheat, they will do anything. They will do anything. They're nasty. So how do we respond to that? I mean, I don't know, but I'd probably be willing to say some things too. I mean, but then again, I may not be the classiest person in that position either. Would I have done what Lauren Boebert did? I don't know if I would have said that joke. But I may not have been the classiest in every situation either. So, I mean, I'm not in her shoes. However, I don't know if I would have kept it clean all the time either.
But then I'm just like, can Marjorie Taylor Greene, can you just not? Like, why are you getting involved in this? Don't make this worse.
I hear you. Like, it should just be Boebert's and Omar's. It should be their fight.
Right. And Nancy Mace shouldn't have felt a need to get in there and be like, well, this is disgusting. So now everybody's feeling like, well, they have to make a statement about it, right? They've got to, like, have their say about it. Why? Just put it to bed. Okay. Like, it's between those two. They can have it out and then just bye.
Yeah. And you're right. And then conservatives look like they're pinned against conservatives, and we don't want that. Like, it should be conservatives are all on the same team. And that's the way it is, because at the end of the day, conservatives are looking at that and they're like, okay, well, that joke may not have been, great, but I'm still team Boebert, because God knows I don't like her. Ilhan Omar I don't like her. And she married her brother. You lost me at that, lady.
Well, and she's just a horrible human all the way around.
You guys, she's got to go do, like, things for her day job, you guys.
I got to go. I'm sorry. Normal time tomorrow, though. Everything will be back to normal tomorrow, I promise.
Everything will be back to normal, you guys. Bring it in. What is today? Today's Wednesday, right? Today's Wednesday?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You guys, I hope you have the most amazing hump day. I'm going to go look at my tree some more and stare at it. So great, Michelle. You guys have a fabulous Wednesday.
The Fifth Circuit blocks the Biden vaccine mandate. Republicans bail out Biden's irresponsible spending. And John Durham is getting closer to the real story on Russia in the 2016 campaign. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Join us. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.